This is the Better Than Before Betrayal Podcast, episode number 58, Christmas Past. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Well, hello, my friends. How are you doing? How was your Christmas? Mine was definitely 50-50. As expected, I had the opportunity to manage my mind. Let me tell you a little bit about it. We spent a fun time with one of my daughters and her husband on Christmas Eve. And as we were leaving their home, it was bitter cold outside. And when we got into the car and got the heater running and the seat warmers on, I could not get warm. When we got home, I still could not get warm. And yes, I had a fever. My husband had influenza A the week before, and he quarantined in a guest room, a bedroom downstairs, but I still managed to get it. Not sure if it was on the front end of it or the back end of his illness, but I got it. And so in the wee hours on Christmas Day, I had the thought, dang it, Mark gave me his flu. And I was not happy about it. I knew that this Christmas was going to be different. I didn't think it was going to be different like this. We spent the day at home. We actually did go try to find an urgent care. One said that it was open, but it wasn't. We did not go over to his parents, and I actually felt bad about that. Even with the thought work that I need to do in order to be around them, I wished that we could have gone. I also was grateful that we were sick on an off year. My husband and I chatted about this. We were grateful that we were sick this year, rather than a year that our kids would be spending with us. And so we wouldn't spread it to them. We're grateful that they are at their in-laws this year. I had the opportunity to manage my mind around many things. My brain likes to go to the past. Does your brain do this? What does it offer you? My brain thinks it's keeping me safe. It brings up past problems as potential threats. It looks for current circumstances as potential threats. Yours is doing the same thing. It is what brains do. And this Christmas was no different. So I manage my mind so that I can stay present. Like when my hubby got on Instagram several times throughout the day, I got to remind myself that it doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be with me. And maybe he just wants a break. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love me. My husband and I listened to a recording that my parents made for the family years ago. My dad read the nativity story, interspersed with my mom playing Christmas carols on the piano and organ. My dad passed away 2 years ago, next month. This is a beautiful gift we have from them. Because I was sick, I couldn't sing the carols. My husband doesn't really sing. Did he enjoy this activity? I don't know. I don't think he would have come up with it to do it. And maybe he went along with it just because I wanted to do it. And that's okay. That says something. When we love someone, we do things that they want to do, even when we aren't especially wanting to do it. And when he didn't dive in to do the Finders Seekers Escape Challenge I got him as a gift, that doesn't mean he didn't like the gift. And maybe he doesn't like the gift. I didn't know if he would. So I'm not surprised that he wasn't wanting to tear into it right away and get started on it. My husband is hard to buy gifts for. He'll tell you that that's true. So we take wild guesses, and occasionally we get a winner. We get a hit. And sometimes we get a miss. So maybe this was a miss. We will see. And then I got to manage my mind when it offered me a connection to a past gift that I gave to him years ago that he didn't use. It was a one themed date night a month for an entire year, something I got from the Dating Divas. He didn't use that gift. In fact, a couple of weeks after that Christmas present was given, he was having an affair. My mind offered that connection to me. Fun, right? And so, when my mind wants to make a connection with gifts he doesn't love to cheating, I get to thank my brain for doing its job. It is trying to keep me safe. It is looking for possible danger. I get to choose not to let it take over. I interrupt that thinking and choose not to live in the past. So there are a couple of examples of thoughts I got to manage yesterday. And as you know, I had thousands of other thoughts. Some I was aware of and some I wasn't. Actually, I thought of some past thoughts that used to be difficult for me to manage, and they didn't even come up. So I'm remembering a thought that didn't come up. That is a thought. But it wasn't a problem. Anyway, and today I went to the urgent care. And yes, I intended to do this recording last night or early this morning. But again, life didn't work out the way I thought it was going to. Went to the urgent care, and yes, I do have influenza A, even though we both got flu shots. And my breathing is rattly and wheezy, and I have a tendency to come down with bronchitis and pneumonia frequently. And so, we're dealing with that. I've got meds, and I will get well soon. We have had fun plans for the rest of the week. Canceled now. Bummer. And we have a vacation coming up in a couple of weeks, and I will be healthy and well for that. Yay! Life is 50-50. Christmases past are past. I get to choose what I focus on, what I hold on to. Other people's actions don't mean anything about me. They mean something about them. Everyone is 100% lovable, and life is good. I am so grateful for the gift of our Savior. I love this time set apart from the rest of the year that we celebrate His birth. I am so grateful for the healing He has provided for me. And I am grateful for the skills I have to manage my mind, because I do need to use them to make my life better than before betrayal. Thank you for listening today. I hope you found this helpful. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I hope it was. And I will talk to you next year. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you.